The Bad Mother's Handbook by Kate Long, read by Phillida Nash. I'll tell thee a tale about a snail that jumped in fire and burnt its tail. I'll tell thee another about its brother did same, silly old bugger. In the battle between handbag strap and door handle, far better to knacker your handbag than let the door handle feel it's won. Chapter 1. Nan Dreams. When I was 12, I fell and broke my elbow. It was election day 1929 and we were mucking about on top of the wall by the polling station. It was about 6 feet up and you were all right as long as you sat astride the coping stones. Only I'd turned side-saddle so as to spot the people who'd voted Conservative. My dad said you could see it in their faces. Jimmy nudged me and we started singing. Vote, vote, vote for Alex Sharrock. He is sure to win the day. And we'll get to Samantin and we'll put the Tory in and he'll never see his mother any more. I swung my legs to make the words come out better, and the next thing I knew I was sprawled on the ground with my arm underneath me. Jimmy tried to make a sling out of the yellow muslin banners we'd been waving, but I screamed and he started to cry and panic. It hurt so much I was afraid to get up in case I left my arm on the floor. The following day, when we heard Labour'd got in, Dad got so drunk he couldn't open the back gate. "I'll go and let him in," Jimmy volunteered. "Thou'll not," said Mother. "Leave him where he is." So I lay...